I hear all the time that, quote, it's easy for people to agree, but, quote, the devil is in the details, unquote. What does this mean? Is it true, and why is it so common? It's an excellent question. It would be true in a different meaning than the popular one, only in situations in ordinary life which are highly complex, as for instance a legal contract, where you can say, I'll buy the book and I'll sell the book, you could say to a publisher, but then I wouldn't say the devil are in the details, but I'd say the details are very important and have to be worked out. So actually, it would not apply in ordinary life, because devil implies something bad, something non-normal, something really hard or impossible to deal with, something that's an unfair evil suddenly popping up. And today, the reason for the prevalence of this saying is that what they mean is it's easy to utter floating abstractions that have no tie to reality, and agree on everything. We want equal health care, and we want equal justice for all, and we want the prosperity of the community, psychologically and physically. But then if you ask them, well, what does this mean? Well, you've seen from the health care, the whole debate, the quote details are like who should be covered and how much coverage and what coverage and who should pay for it. That's the devil. They don't know any of that. So what do they know in advance that they're then trying to find the details of? A completely floating abstraction that does not relate to reality. So no wonder it's the devil's, because since it's formed in a floating way, there is no way to decide. So each of the details themselves become amoral compromises or backdoor deals. Now, so it's a very corrupt statement, because it really means that evil in thinking is the need to tie our ideas to reality. Why is there such an upsurge now? Well, if you read the DIM book, which should come out if you're in high school now, sometime before your grandchildren, I discuss a point of view in epistemology, which I call D1, which is not started as a total rejection of concepts in the conceptual level, but as a doubt. And I show why that doubt had to get progressively worse and worse. And we see that, for instance, in literature. Tolstoy was a naturalist. He was what I would call a D1. And very broad abstractions he dealt with. A woman who cheats on her husband, and war, and consequences. And now that same school has, degenerated down to town does in 1923 when there's an oil outbreak, a complete, what I call conceptual shrinkage. And we've reached pretty much the climax of conceptual shrinkage. So when people deal with concepts as they have to, they're necessarily floating because they only regard very narrow, low-level concepts as legitimate. So, or is tied to reality. So the worse this progression down to narrower and narrower concepts, the more floating abstractions, and then the more problem in relating them. But you read the book and you'll get my whole development of D1 and where it came from, and all the steps as to where it's going.